Las Vegas Mirage must give away $1.6 million before July 17. Next week, on July 17, the Mirage in Las Vegas is set to close its doors, having been in operation since 1989. However, before it closes, it is required by Nevada law to give away $1.6 million in unclaimed progressive jackpot prizes. The law states that any money won from progressive jackpots must go to players and that the funds must be paid out before a casino closes. Slots and table games giveaways. The progressive jackpot money is being divided between slots and table games. A total of $1.2 million will be given out via slot machines. This week, from Tuesday to Thursday, there is $200,000 cash in guaranteed prizes each day, with drawings taking place every hour from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. There will be $250,000 in cash prizes guaranteed from July 12 to 13, and then on July 16 there is $100,000 guaranteed. The remaining $400,000 can be won at the casino's table games. The money will be up for grabs from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. on July 12 and 13, with drawings taking place each day at 8:30 p.m. The qualifying games include face-up Pai Gow, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, three-card poker, blackjack, and baccarat. From the Mirage to Hard Rock International. It is not the end of the road for the iconic Las Vegas location. Over the next 3 years, it will be transformed into the Hard Rock Las Vegas. The new integrated resort will include a guitar-shaped hotel and is due to open in 2027. It is expected that the transformed venue will have an additional 600 hotel rooms and a new 174,000-square-foot casino housing 2,000 slots and 212 table games. When complete, it is expected to double the current number of jobs at the property, while construction work will generate a further 2,500 jobs. Quote, "While we pause for the incredible transformation of this iconic property, I'd like to thank all team members at the Mirage for their incredible commitment and helping us provide memorable experiences for our guests." Joe Lupo, president of the Mirage.